Maricopa County Attorney Alistair Adell is back at work after announcing that she was in treatment for alcohol use and anxiety in California for a few weeks earlier this month. Throughout the process, she has asked the public for patience and understanding. But some defense attorneys who face her office in court see hypocrisy in that request. They say they have clients who are facing substance abuse and mental health issues, and they are often not offered the same understanding. Rachel Leingang with the Arizona Agenda spoke with several defense attorneys who are now turning that into a new legal strategy, and I spoke with her more about it.
The defense attorneys that we spoke to said that they fully agree that people seeking treatment deserve patience and understanding and grace, but that's not the posture that they're seeing from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office when their clients need that sort of grace and understanding because of underlying, you know, drug or alcohol addictions or mental health issues. They think if one of the most powerful people in the county deserves that sort of grace and understanding, then so too do their clients.
So explain, you know, why it's important from their point of view for the public to know that Adell was going through this. This wasn't something that she initially came out and told the public about. In fact, was sort of pressured into it. Can you tell us what happened there?
So she sought a rehab and treatment and at one point was out of state in, I believe, in California to get treatment. And she only disclosed it to the public after Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone had found out and told her office that either she needed to tell the Board of Supervisors or he would. The reason this transparency is so important is we are dealing, like I said, with one of the most powerful people in the county. And when they're out of state, when they're out of the office, the way that their office is run, you know, by them can be affected. That's just something that the public, as the ones who elected her, they should be informed. They should be informed right away. They should be informed with transparency. And, you know, then at that point, it's sort of up to the public how they view that sort of disclosure.
So then these defense attorneys that you spoke with have sort of developed this into a new legal strategy. They're planning on, or maybe already have been using in the courtroom because of all of this. Describe that for us. Like, is there an example you can walk us through?
So I don't have any specific cases where it's been brought up. The attorneys that we spoke to didn't want to discuss, you know, specific clients, and I think that makes sense. But the broader idea is when a defense attorney is negotiating with a prosecutor, they may bring this up if they feel it aligns with the circumstances of their cases. So if there's a client that they're representing who also has, you know, underlying mental health or alcohol or, you know, drug-related addiction issues that led to or related to their crime, that's the most likely nexus where someone would bring it up. This would mostly happen in like a closed door sort of negotiation, sort of outside of the public view, but it could also come up in settlement conferences, possibly sentencing memos that would go to a judge. But the attorneys also said, you know, a judge isn't really in charge of strategy at the county attorney's office. So they're not really the ones to be making that case to. It's more the people who work for her office. So the prosecutors who are bringing the charges.
Any sense that this could backfire?
It could backfire depending on which prosecutor is handling the case. And that's something that one of the public defenders that I spoke to brought up. She had said she wouldn't want to be perceived as playing a political game in a way that would negatively affect her client. And for all of the attorneys that we talked to, the reason they're bringing it up is because their role is to strenuously defend their clients. So if they think it is a successful strategy, they'll bring it up. If they think it could backfire, then they won't.
Yeah. So Rachel, put this all into context for us lastly here. Like, this is all happening as we're starting to see other pressures facing the county attorney's office and Adell in particular. There are billboards now up calling for her to step down or face a recall. The groups behind that say, of course, this is not about her mental health issues, but other decisions that the office has made. But it's clearly not happening in a vacuum. What do you think this all could add up to?
I think the big thing that, you know, in writing about the legal strategy here is that this is not going away. You know, she is back in her office now, but the issue I think will continually be raised. And then one of the other, you know, big contexts here is that, you know, defense attorneys already are seeing a lot of issues with how, you know, she ran on making the office less harsh on people who need treatment. And they call that a treatment first approach. But the people who are defending people who do need treatment say that that's not really playing out as effectively as they would hope. And, you know, that their clients are still receiving harsh sentences, or in cases where it's not explicitly drug related, but the crime clearly was an offshoot of an addiction, like a burglary case or something like that, mm-hmm. that they're not receiving that kind of treatment first mentality. So it's not like this, you know, her seeking treatment is happening in a vacuum. There are policies at play that the defense attorney community and the criminal justice reform community also see relating to this issue. So this is, I think, probably just the beginning of the campaign by folks who think her office needs more serious reform.
All right. Rachel Leingang is the co-founder of the Arizona Agenda, an email newsletter on Substack all about Arizona politics. Rachel, thank you so much for taking the time to come on and talk us through this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.